Many of us tend to hold our breath or breathe shallowly when experiencing something stressful without being aware that we're doing so. But focusing on conscious breathing, whether it be slow, deep breathing, diaphragmatic breathing, or changing your style of breathing altogether, helps us reconnect with our inner essence and rediscover calmness and tranquility. Join us as we share three powerful breathing strategies from the best-selling audiobook, Rewire Your Anxious Brain, How to Use the Neuroscience of Fear to End Anxiety, Panic, and Worry. Welcome to Your Great Journey, the podcast that's your passport to a better you. We've got an exclusive gift for our podcast community. Download our free ebook, Calm Your Mind, 50 Effective Strategies to Relieve Anxiety and Stress. Claim your gift now by visiting yourgreatjourney.com/calm.
Breathing-focused strategies. If you take a few moments right now to attend to your breathing, you may be able to demonstrate to yourself some of the basic effects of relaxation. Take a deep breath, making a point of expanding your lungs as you inhale deeply and slowly. Don't hold your breath. Allow yourself to exhale naturally. Some people feel a reduction in anxiety almost immediately when they do this for several minutes. Merely altering your breathing and adopting a slow rhythm of deep breathing can be soothing and relieve stress. People tend to hold their breath or breathe shallowly when experiencing something stressful without being aware that they are doing so. Several specific breathing techniques can help you consciously deepen your breathing and reduce your heart rate to counter physiological processes that are part of SNS activation. Here are a few that are especially effective. Exercise. Slow, deep breathing. The first technique is basically the same as what we described above, slow, deep breathing. Practice it now, taking a few deep breaths. Inhale slowly and deeply, and exhale fully. Don't force your breathing. Rather, breathe gently, both in and out. It doesn't matter whether you breathe through your mouth or nose. Just breathe in a comfortable manner. Note how this deliberate slowing and deepening of your breathing affects you. Does it have a calming effect? Not everyone finds slow, deep breathing to be calming. Increased attention to breathing can increase anxiety in some people, especially those with asthma or other breathing difficulties. In such cases, people may get greater benefit from relaxation strategies that focus on reducing muscle tension or that use music or movement. That said, most people are surprised at how effective simple breathing exercises can be in reducing anxiety and increasing calmness almost immediately. Many students find this approach helpful before and during exams. Nervous drivers use it while on the road, and people who are claustrophobic often find it helpful when they're in an enclosed space. Plus, the breath is readily available in all situations. You can practice slow, deep breathing almost anytime and anywhere, and it's completely free. Breathing techniques to counter hyperventilation. When people are anxious, they're likely to breathe quickly and shallowly. They may not get enough oxygen, which produces an uncomfortable sensation. Hyperventilation can also result due to expelling carbon dioxide too quickly, resulting in low levels of carbon dioxide in the blood. This can cause dizziness, belching, a feeling of unreality or confusion, or feelings of tingling in the hands, feet, or face. Hyperventilation disrupts the balance between oxygen and carbon dioxide in the body, and the amygdala detects this instantly. Correcting this imbalance using deliberate breathing techniques sends a signal to the amygdala to relax. Consider Tony, who thought her feelings of dizziness and tingling were just a part of her anxiety. When she learned that she was experiencing the results of hyperventilation, she found that she could reduce those symptoms by simply attending to her breath. People who are hyperventilating are often instructed to deliberately slow their breathing or breathe into a paper bag. The bag captures carbon dioxide when they exhale. Therefore, breathing in from the bag increases the amount of carbon dioxide inhaled and replaced in the bloodstream. It's a very effective method of reversing lightheadedness and other anxiety symptoms. Diaphragmatic breathing. A specific method of breathing, known as diaphragmatic or abdominal breathing, is recommended for its particular effectiveness in activating the PNS. This type of breathing helps turn on a relaxation response in the body. In this technique, you breathe more from the abdomen than from the chest, and the movement of the diaphragm, the muscle under the lungs, has a massaging effect on the liver, the stomach, and even the heart. This type of breathing is thought to have beneficial effects on many internal organs. Exercise. Diaphragmatic breathing. To practice diaphragmatic breathing, sit comfortably and place one hand on your chest and the other on your stomach. Take a deep breath and see which part of your body expands. Effective diaphragmatic breathing will cause your stomach to expand as you inhale and retract as you exhale. Your chest shouldn't move much at all. Try to focus on breathing deeply in a manner that expands your stomach as you fill your lungs with air. Many people tend to pull their stomachs in as they inhale, which keeps the diaphragm from expanding downward effectively. Shifting breathing patterns with regular practice. Healthy breathing techniques can become second nature with practice. Pay attention to your style and pattern of breathing and work to consciously modify it. Practicing for brief 5-minute sessions at least 3 times a day can increase your awareness of your breathing habits and help you train yourself to breathe in more healthful, effective ways. Also, try to notice times when you're holding your breath, breathing shallowly or hyperventilating, and then make a deliberate effort to adopt a better breathing pattern. Breathing is an essential bodily response that you can control, and in the process, you can reduce amygdala activation and its effects. With practice, you'll find that healthy breathing becomes a valuable tool and that it alleviates many symptoms that you may have thought were part of your anxiety.
Thank you for listening to this excerpt from the audiobook, Rewire Your Anxious Brain: How to Use the Neuroscience of Fear to End Anxiety, Panic, and Worry. Written by Dr. Catherine M. Pittman and Elizabeth M. Carl. The brain is a powerful tool, and the more you actively work to transform the way you respond to fear, the more resilient you will become. This audiobook offers the strategies you need to rewire the root of your fears and conquer them, once and for all. You can purchase the complete audiobook from any major online audiobook retailer.
Your Great Journey is brought to you by audiobook publisher Wetware Media. Wetware Media publishes a wide variety of personal transformation audiobooks. Please visit wetwaremedia.com. That's WETWAREMEDIA.com.
This podcast is provided for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical or mental health advice. This content is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical or mental health advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of a qualified mental health professional.